One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Lux Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Lux Cafe.
Welcome to the Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. I am here with Sean O'Brien.
Gregory Warren, buddy.
How you doing, buddy?
Great, pal. Good to see you.
Ryan
Wamser.
That's from Ryan Wamser.
Boom.
Yeah. Yep.
Ryan.
Good looking shirt.
Wearing it, baby.
Sean's wearing his O'Brien 390 shirt. I'm also here.
What is this, real quick?
That's a WWE logo.
Yeah, that's a professional wrestling.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to get
it. Because it's like Stone Cold.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's what he's doing. Beautiful. Love it. Yeah. Ryan, wearing it. I support.
The other voice you're hearing is, of course, Tim Convey.
Hey.
Tim has a pretty cool looking Elvis hat.
Oh, yeah. This is from Elvis the movie.
I knew it.
I didn't love, but I am glad I saw it.
The hat of the movie.
I love the hat.
Yeah.
The hat's fine.
Oh, I thought you meant you didn't love the movie.
Didn't love the movie.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was fine. I wanted more out of it. I was very, very excited.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had a good time with it.
I'm glad I saw it.
Who played Elvis?
Austin Butler.
Okay.
And threw himself in the role. And
bang up job, I thought.
He just became Elvis for years afterwards. And then he eventually was like, I'm just going to be Brad Pitt now. And now he just is always doing a Brad Pitt impression.
Right? Oh, really?
Yeah. He's a good actor. I mean, he's in some stuff, but I don't know.
Method.
He's doing Brad Pitt impression as an actor, or he's actually an impressionist?
As an actor, I'm saying the kind of the joke is that he's always just playing Brad Pitt.
So he's influenced by Brad Pitt.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But before that it was Elvis. Like he'd do interviews and he would have the accent and be like, just do Elvis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gets deep in.
And then he eventually, But, I thought the movie was fine, but this is a promotional thing, for the movie. So it just says Elvis.
Yeah. I like it, man.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, in all fairness, ever since Randy's been in this Stevie Nicks tribute band, he just every interview, or every time he talks, he sounds like Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It rubs off, man.
Yeah. He gets into character, man. Just see.
He's not biting.
Just laugh like Stevie
Randy
Nicks.
Randy knows.
That's exactly how she laughs.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Randy knows how to play this game.
He's wearing scarves.
Yeah. See, he's like sort of good witch stuff going on.
Yeah. We walked in here. He had scarves on all our mics, too. We were like, come on, man.
Commitment.
Yeah,
it's not cool. It's not cool at all. I wanted to share this with you guys. I don't know that you've seen
Sean,
this.
You got anything?
Or not.
Yeah, let's. So I was out of town.
Hilarious.
Go ahead, Timmy.
Just moments ago, as you turned on this podcast, you heard the Consumers theme song by our pal Kevin Bowers.
Yeah, he's great.
Just a great, songwriter, musician. He's primarily a drummer. Kevin Bowers is currently on tour with a group called the Pernikoff Brothers. And the Pernikoff brothers are opening for the Bacon brothers.
Oh, yeah.
It's a brotherly thing. The Bacon brothers, it's Kevin Bacon and his brother, I believe his name's Michael Bacon. They've been together for decades. So they're opening for them, and they've been doing a whole bunch of dates, and they're really hitting it off and having a good time. And currently, every night on this tour, they will end the show by playing Footloose. They'll have the Pernikoff brothers come up, and Kevin Bowers will come up and share a microphone with Kevin Bacon, and our pal Kevin will play on the bongos while cheek to cheek singing Footloose with Kevin Bacon.
No, yes. That's pretty cool.
And like every day there's a new video of Kevin singing with Kevin Bacon.
Wow. Incredible. That's wild, buddy.
And Footloose no less.
Yeah, man.
So anyway, it's exciting. But yeah, Kevin's
great. That is exciting, man. And right? That's the guy that created the song that you hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
He's gotten a lot of compliments on that song.
It's a great song. If you like it,
you can buy it.
You can buy it. Yeah. Look, Kevin Bauer's Nova is the name of the album. Get the whole thing, but there's, you can get an instrumental version or with lyrics. It exists with lyrics.
Oh, that exists with lyrics?
It does.
Yep. Really?
Yep.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, man, now I got to get on board.
Sean, Tim, and Greg. Podcast.
Randy joins the fun.
What they do today? What?
What do they do? Yeah.
Here are the guys. So that's pretty cool.
So we can play that.
Nate gets in on the vocals too, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah, he's in background.
Yes, he's a little flat, honestly. Nate gets a little pitchy. I'm just being honest.
There. Well, it might not be a strong suit, but he tries.
Yeah. He tries.
But I'm saying we could play that a sample and we couldn't get in trouble.
Well, we licensed it.
Oh, so we could get in trouble.
Our own theme song?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the last episode we were talking about we can't play any music if we get sued.
Yeah.
Right. I'm saying, like, does anyone else have a hand in owning the consumer song, or is it just strictly Kevin?
We licensed it from Kevin.
I assume Tim took care of
it. He wouldn't sue us if we played the version with lyrics.
Oh, that is correct.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah. I think he'd be, I think he would.
Kevin's not the most litigious guy that I
know. No. Yeah. He'll throw it if he has to, he'll call.
Yeah. He might, we might have to, combat him with Jay. He might threaten us.
Yes. Yeah. Jay will protect us in most cases.
I have to point this out because anybody watching on YouTube is going to see this.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Your teeth and tongue are completely blue.
Oh, it's chewing a mint. Gosh darn
it. Is it from the mint or from the Slurpee?
No, it's from the Slurpee.
Oh, it's from the Slurpee. Yeah. So now we're trying to put on different clothes.
So we recorded the Slurpee episode and this episode, which is going to be Slim Jim. We recorded those on the same day, but we wanted to make it look as if we were recording them on separate days, and Sean.
I don't even change my shirt.
Old blue tongue here blew it. You blew it.
Smile. Give us a smile.
Yeah, go ahead. Smile
right into the camera.
Not. Yeah.
Why not?
No.
Well,
no.
Come on.
How come you guys don't have this problem?
Because I
didn't have the blue stuff.
I already got enough problems, man. I'm getting picked on. I'm going to get roasted on this one.
Stick your tongue out.
Sorry, audio people. I know you don't need this aggravation, but.
Stick your tongue out.
Yeah. It didn't occur to me. Of course, I haven't one of those stupid slushies in 18 years. So, why are you guys fine?
Randy's here, Tim's here, I'm here, and the Smurfette is to my right.
Man, that's gonna be so distracting.
Oh, that's really funny. Sorry,
I'm just gonna go like this. I just gonna work it like this. This show.
Sorry to call you out, but I think I'm doing you a favor.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
But I mean, part of
our listeners are pretty sharp. They would have figured it out.
Yes, I think.
Should I go just rinse out my mouth?
No.
Well, it's fine. It'll be fine.
Gargle with some
I got problems too. I wanted to share this. Have you guys ever had your ears cleaned out?
Yes, it's wild.
Professionally?
No, it's a weird feeling, man.
Yeah,
they go and they just like aerate it out with a water pistol.
Yes.
Like they super soak it and it unclogs.
It's something, I have very waxy ears and I'm embarrassed by it.
Same.
And for the last, I don't know, 10 years, I've had to go in probably every couple of years, right? And they will, it's basically it's just like a bottle of a regular cleaning squirt bottle you have, right? But it's, they fill it with warm water and there's a certain kind of solution and then they just blast you out and stuff comes out.
It is power washing your ear canal.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very embarrassed by it, by the ear. I just think it's really gross. So what I do is I'll go to a different urgent care place every time and I act completely shocked when they tell me what it is. So I'll go in and I'll say,
what is wrong with you?
Yeah, dude,
I know.
With you?
And I'll talk about it publicly, but in that thing, it's just.
Also, could you maybe, why don't you go to an ear, nose, and throat specialist instead of going to urgent care?
Well, no, I rotate.
But yeah, just get somebody that you trust, a real doctor.
And just be like, hey, this is a thing. We're in this together.
And that's patient doctor. Is that the Hippocratic Oath?
Yeah.
It's one of the oaths.
Yes. I'm not afraid that they're going to go tell their friends about it. It's just in that moment, it's just like, this is so.
You got to feel dire. I mean.
I know.
Dude, you're in your mid-40s now.
Yeah.
All right. There's stuff coming.
Let's take it easy, guys.
There's stuff coming. Late 30s. Where you're going to have some discussions with your medical professional, and you're going to need to trust them.
Randy. Yes.
Randy, guys, you know what's good.
Stuff that Randy's got going on.
That's maniacal.
So wait a minute. Hold on.
What's going on with you?
Yeah.
So you're in my 50s, embarrassed.
Dude, I know what he's talking about. Yeah. I've all the stuff we've joked with him about, I've gone through the same thing.
Well, listen, I'm going to keep this thing going as long as I can. Here's what I do. I walk in. And I act very confused. And I go, yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on, but my ears are closed up. And then they'll take a look and they'll be like, oh, it's earwax buildup or what? And I'm like, what? And they're like, but don't worry. You know, there's a procedure. And I'm like, do I need to make an appointment? Is it a surgery? No. What do I need to do? I play dumb every single time.
If I know I've shot some stuff with you. The acting is not.
It's very good.
Perfect.
Very, very
like
good.
Like the guy, they know when you're like, what? I didn't know that it was earwax. That's the last thing that I thought it would be.
That is not the case. I crush it. I crush it every time.
Why don't you just go to your doctor and get it drained twice a year?
Yeah, just go to the doctor. What are you doing?
I don't know. It just feels weird.
You're making this way more difficult. Yeah. And
you're right. You guys are right.
I'm not trying to be mean on you, but like, you think they haven't seen worse at an urgent care?
Yeah. I know.
Outside of dirty ears?
And they always end up telling
you don't have to call them dirty ears.
Well, look, I got the same problem, so I'm not throwing stones.
Do you look at the stuff that comes out?
It's not fun. But, dude, here's a fun trick, man. Hydrogen peroxide. Just do a little squirt of that in once every, I don't know, 10 days, 2 weeks.
Sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, don't do that.
You got blonde ears.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it works great. Actually, our buddy Matt Behrens at the club, he told me, he's like, yeah, I'd never have any problems, and I did it, and then just do a little shake, 5 minutes.
Yeah, no offense, man. Nobody's taking medical advice from a guy with a blue tongue. I mean, it's just.
Dude, I swear, I'm gonna hard stop the show, and I'm gonna brush my tongue.
No,
I'm gonna have to use it.
If it's
that bad, I can't take
this.
It's fine.
No, it's dissipating.
Yeah, you're saying that, man.
I'm being honest with you. Let's tongue check. Let's see.
No, you look great, man.
Yeah. Wait, but do you do that? You just gave that advice. Is that something you do, or are you just sharing?
That's something I do.
Don't do that.
Based on what
just
my buddy Matt told me, and it works.
A guy,
and you don't have to go get him cleaned anymore.
I haven't had a big block,
and I love Matt. Okay, but you're getting secondhand from.
That's what I'm asking.
Secondhand from a guy that runs a bar, you're getting medical advice.
I'll do it. I don't like going in there.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
But it feels, once it's out, it feels incredible. You can hear so much better. It's great. And I guess that's part of it is every time I do it, I'm like, all right, that's it. I'm clear forever. And then something happens and they just close back up. And I don't know how hydrogen peroxide works versus different products, but the product they make for it, it's called Debrox or something like that. I put it in and it makes it worse. It expands it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Let me ask you this, just to get to the bottom of it.
Sure.
You're not, you know, those wax lips that you get at the candy store?
Yeah.
You're not putting those in your ear, are
you?
No. Okay.
It's the little bottles that you bite the...
The soda can things that you bite the top of?
No.
You're sticking that in your ear?
It's just
that's
in
the
there.
Problem.
It's just
that's
in
why
there.
You have waxy ears.
Yeah, it might be it.
I think that's it.
It's how I do a candle thing.
You think you learned your lesson in the first ear.
But they close up completely. And listen, I have two small children and a puppy, so sometimes I'll leave it in there for a little bit.
Yeah,
I'll wait a few days before I go on.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So, dude, you're going to, I'm just telling you right now, let's just get ahead of this now.
Yeah.
You're going to run out of urgent cares. There's only a finite amount in the community.
There's a lot of them, man. There's so many.
I'll go to Kansas City if I need to.
Total Access has.
Start doing it on the road.
He's in Louisville.
Yeah,
why?
Yeah.
His ears.
He's going to start, be like, hey, man, I kind of got somebody booked on that Lexington date. No, man, you got to get me in there.
I gotta get that place. I got Ludo fans, man.
I'll do it.
Come
for
on.
Free. I'll just do guest sets.
I'll pay you.
There's an ENT right by the club. What?
Yeah, man. That is, you need to go to a doctor, please.
You guys make it sound like I'm going to some back alley.
No, it's guy not that. It's adding an urgent care step that doesn't need to be added. Just go to your primary care.
Okay.
They do it right there.
You need a flu shot?
I've done it at my primary care before. In fact, that was the first one.
Okay, right? Then just keep going to your primary care.
I know, but...
Is he not trustworthy?
No, he's a good guy.
Okay. It's not on brand for Tim to have like this problem happen over and over and over again. So that's why he shops around.
It makes me uncomfortable. I'm being honest.
I respect it though, buddy.
Part of airing it publicly is so that I overcome my...
I see what you're doing. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. No, I get it, man. I mean, it was a mess with my hernia, you know? That was not fun.
Can't imagine.
Not fun. Yeah.
God only knows how far I'd have driven if I had a hernia.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd
be
to Vegas by now.
Uh-huh.
Going to some...
Vegas, I might run into somebody. I'd go to somewhere real desolate.
Topeka?
Canada.
Yeah. Free healthcare.
Small town. Oh, yeah.
That's true, man.
Why didn't everybody go up there for everything then?
I don't know how that works.
I assume you have to be a citizen to get the free healthcare.
I think if it's emergency stuff, you do get it.
Mm. That is true. When I was in Sweden, if I broke my leg, $6.
Really?
I'm like, worth it. And they said, they're like, yeah, it's all set. It's like, if you have a fire, you call the fire department and they put out your fire. You don't, they don't send you a bill.
I went in Ireland for something, but I can't remember what it was for. And it, but it was cool. Like it wasn't a hassle.
Couple bucks.
Yeah. And it was some kind of medication that maybe I'd run out of, or I needed, I forget what it was, but they were great.
And in Ireland, you got
and
something?
Charming. Yeah. Yeah. They, it was like a box of Lucky Charms they gave me and I was on my way. Bless you.
Guinness.
Bless you, Randy.
Yeah, bless you. Very handsome. So
the brand this week is Slim Jim.
Slim Jim. This is a big week for me, guys.
Yeah, Sean suggested this brand. Sean,
I'm excited.
You like them, right?
Dude, I can't live without them. They stop making this. I'll just stop living.
Didn't we discuss this on the Mancuso episode?
We talked about it.
16 of them in bed.
47 in the Holiday Inn. Rappers all over the place. Yeah, man. Hey, man, I mean, you're doing no sugar. If you're doing no sugar and you like snacks.
You don't think there's sugar in these things?
I don't, based on the, well.
Yeah, I think there might be.
Really?
He also didn't think there was any in the.
Dude, there's less than a gram.
Blue Slurpee that still remains on his
tongue. No, I didn't say there's sugar in there.
Yeah, 2 grams. Okay. Yeah, 2 grams.
I mean, so that's effectively.
Yeah, a little. Probably,
so,
probably
I've been crushing them. Unfortunately, Tim will not be partaking in this episode in terms of. Getting involved.
No.
Yeah, Slim Jim's not a big part of my life. Wait, I also stopped eating meat 17 years
ago. That's right. And you can't have dairy. You have this slight little thing of cheese?
Oh, no, I don't eat cheese. Yeah.
No.
I have some dairy, but not.
All right, so fair enough. So what do we got here? What are we... What? Let's talk about it, Greg. You okay?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just so excited.
Nice transition.
I'm so excited about it.
Let's talk.
Well, I felt bad because Tim can't eat it, so I was like, I just want to know what he's got you know. How does this start?
Adolf Levis is the central character here. Adolf Levis, somewhat of an unfortunate first name.
That's a
came
tough
before came well before Hitler. He was born in 1913, so it wasn't a bad name back then.
Mm.
Yeah, Adolf was a high school dropout, but
loser.
Hear me out.
No.
High school dropout during the Great Depression, kind of needed to go work.
Sure.
Yeah, winner.
I think that's where you get a pass. He was 100%. Also tried being a violinist professionally, and that didn't work out.
Couldn't hack it.
Yeah, I mean that's a hard thing to say, man. You failed violinist. He was probably one of the better violinists. He's probably first chair.
Yeah.
In his school before he dropped out.
Have you ever attempted to play that instrument back in the day?
No, violin.
Never. You never even tried. Picked one up.
Never picked one up.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is that known, Tim? Is that a tricky instrument to play? Do we know?
I couldn't tell you. I've not spent a lot of. I feel like I've held one and kind of done a thing. Both of my great grandfathers were violinists.
Really?
Yeah.
And one was in the Charlie Daniels band, right?
That is inaccurate.
That is not
true.
Didn't play Devil Went Down to Georgia. That wasn't your uncle.
No, I wish it had been.
Dave Matthews Band.
Be legendary. No,
that's right, Dave Matthews.
Yeah. Oh boy, who's he's gone now?
The violinist is not. Yeah, yeah.
The original guy.
He tried to be a.
Yeah. Yellow card?
Tobacconist? He tried to sell tobacco at one point. Didn't really work out. So when he was like just a kid, he was selling condiments to bars, like cabbages, relishes, pickled meats. When he was going around all these bars, he noticed the meat, the product that sold the most was pepperoni. People were just eating a lot of pepperoni sticks. They came in a jar. And he said they were awful big. Like if you think of a pepperoni,
yeah,
pretty big, a wide sausage. And it was messy to eat, and it took a long time to make pepperoni, long time to cure the pepperoni. So he hooked up with his brother-in-law, Joseph Cherry, no relation to Buck or Nina. Yeah.
Buck and, Jerry. And
they,
I love it.
They started to work on developing an alternative for pepperoni, a slimmer alternative than pepperoni. You can see where this is going. They hired a meat packer in 1940. This was in Philly, just to give you an idea of the geography.
Ooh, Philly.
And they developed a thinner pepperoni. It's what they like to say, smaller than a meal, bigger than a snack.
Mm.
Originally, they called it Pen Rose, P-E-N-N, Rose. They were from Pennsylvania.
Sure.
And his girlfriend's name was Rose.
Great.
Yeah. Didn't work out. that's got to be a tough one. It was his wife, actually. His wife's name was Rose. That's going to be a tough one to be like, yeah, honey, nobody likes your name. We're gonna have to call it Slim Jim.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is coming from a guy named Adolf.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
even then, well, 1940, things are probably getting a little, yeah.
A little people at that like, point, yeah, 1940, man.
I mean, like, yeah. We're
39, right?
Yeah.
I get beat up every time because I said an inaccurate piece of information regarding the war, so I just keep my mouth shut now.
You did? When?
I said that the cause of World War One. I said the Archduke, the guy getting assassinated. I said that was World War Two. Was World War One?
It was World War One.
World War Two was the
Franz Ferdinand,
Pearl Harbor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had that part right.
Yeah, and that was a band too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did they sing?
Take me out.
Take me out.
They wanted to come up with a mascot that made things a little more sophisticated. Sophistication was a big deal in the 40s. Men wore suits with top hats and canes. At some point, canes was sophistication, which is interesting to me.
I still think of that as sophisticated.
You think so?
Yeah.
What's that, top hat?
No, the cane.
The cane, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
They could have an injury.
That's what I'm thinking. The only person I've ever seen with a cane needs the cane. But I think they just had him as an accessory at one point.
They had to. You know, when I was at the airport the other day, I heard we were waiting for a flight, and I heard, attention, if you were going through security, please come back and get your cane. They don't need the cane.
Yeah, what if they said
that? That's why I'm like, wait a minute.
If you went through security earlier, we know you're a faker.
Yeah. I just thought it was a little bizarre.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So they designed this guy, Slim Jim. And he had a top hat, he had a tuxedo, he had a cane. It was a more refined bar snack. And they printed a picture of this guy on the bottom of ashtrays in bars. And it said, make your next drink taste better. You guys have all heard when you're in a bar, the bars like to feed you salty foods because it'll make you want to drink more beer.
Yeah.
I don't think I mentioned that these things got their starts in bars. Because he was supplying bars with all this stuff. Notice pepperoni went well in bars. And this started as bar food. And it didn't come in the cellophane wrapping or the plastic wrapping. It was like, picture a jar like that Yeti cooler that Sean has, like a cylinder, and it's filled with vinegar, and it's got these sticks in there, beef sticks. That's how you got it at a bar.
Gotcha.
Did well.
Gotcha. Kind of like combs at a barbershop.
Yes, exactly like combs in a barbershop. Probably a different solution.
I would hope it was.
Yeah.
And were people eating
the barbershop solution looks a lot like your tongue. Yeah.
I know, man. I'm not happy about this.
Was the was jerky a thing already at this point?
That's a good question.
I mean, were they on the cutting edge of this? I assume that people were drying meats like hunters and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good question. As far as bars go, I don't know if jerky.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if people were buying jerky.
Okay.
It was pepperoni and then this stuff.
And was the term jerky being used yet?
Well, the Jerky Boys did it. I think they were in the early 1940s. I'm not sure of the chronology there.
They were very good with the rotary.
Frank Rizzo. Once they put it in cellophane, that's when it took off in gas stations, convenience stores, grocery stores. But I think this is more of a convenience store snack and a gas station snack.
Mm-hmm. And I don't associate it with bars nowadays. Do you guys?
No, I think this is associated with convenience stores.
Yeah.
During the 1950s, they greatly expanded the interstate highway system. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this before. I can't remember on what brand, but that's when road trips became a bigger deal.
Yeah.
When you could, you know, when you could get on the highway.
Yeah. It was Green Giant.
It could have been. I think it was Green Giant. And it's also
my least favorite episode.
Okay. Well, you weren't on it, right? It was Brando. Yeah. That was a great episode, wasn't it?
Oh, man. It's the number one download episode.
Yeah.
Real. No, it's not.
Fantastic.
It's bad.
Yeah. also, Jack Kerouac's book
On the Road
came out. So road travel was a thing.
Road was huge back then.
The road was a big deal. And these things became a big deal. It became a big time road snack.
Even today,
they notice that there's an uptick in consumption during the spring and the summer where people are going on road trips. So if you're getting in the car, you're going to have yourself a Slim Jim. Sodium nitrate, that is one of the preservatives and the ingredients in this thing. Their natural color for this is gray. It's not an appealing.
Oh boy.
It's not an appealing color.
Gotcha.
So the sodium nitrate keeps it red.
Okay.
Gotcha. Me?
It's probably my favorite nitrate.
And that is...
Sodium nitrate?
Yeah.
It is a top five nitrate. That's got to be probably...
I just remembered something.
Sure.
On the previous episode, we were discussing, I believe, different liquors, wines, low-cost wines.
Yeah.
Boone's Farm.
Yep.
What was the other one? Mad Dog
2020. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we couldn't think of another one. It was Night Train. Night Train. Oh. That was the other one. Night Train. Boy, Boone's Farm Strawberry. Mad Dog 2020. It was all from an Eddie Murphy album.
Oh, okay. That was from Eddie.
Yeah. So in 1967, they sold it to General Mills. Levis did. Levis made a bunch.
67 they did?
1967. He made a bunch of cash on this. In 1989, Goodmark Foods bought it. They started conducting sort of the first real research, like organized research on the brand. And they found out teenage boys were way, way into this.
No kidding.
Yeah, teenage boys loved it. And what they really liked was the snap. Like when you bite off one, there's a sort of feel, and almost a sound. The snap. Sean, you can speak to this.
Why don't you demonstrate?
I'll demonstrate right now.
Which one would you like?
We've got Monster.
Monster.
Throw it over, baby.
Is that this? It's got to be the Monster. This thing?
Yeah. There we go.
That's a big thing. Now, I want to watch it because, man, these things are not easy to open.
I know, they are, man. You got to have a good...
Find the right... there you go. There we go. That's better than the one that I struggled with.
This guy's done this before. We're on,
professional.
Look at
guys.
That, man. Right open. Now, see, that's...
that's a pro move right there.
That's almost... I think they're almost going back to pepperoni. That's a pretty thick...
Well, this is, yeah. I mean,
it's called the Monster.
It is, yeah. Yeah, you got our boy Randy Savage on it. That's it.
I had no idea. Macho Man is still on these things.
Still on here, man, supporting.
And he left us in 2011.
Is that when he went?
We'll get to him in a second.
You want me to give a snap?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, there was a snap.
Felt it.
Now, he exaggerated his arm movement, there is definitely a snap. That's crazy.
That's how they
came into the snap into a Slim Jim. Now, I need to tell you guys something. I need to confess something.
Okay.
Up until last night, I always thought it was step into a Slim Jim.
Are you serious?
I thought that's what the Macho Man was saying, step into a Slim Jim.
Oh, buddy.
Up until last night. It's snap into a Slim Jim.
What?
Gosh, I wish I knew that.
It has made me question everything. Like McDonald's, I thought it was step into a Slim Jim. McDonald's, I'm starting to wonder if their thing was, I'm gloving it. Yeah.
That's funny because that failed special you did, Step Into a Slim Jim. People are like, what?
What? Yeah.
What's he talking about?
That was a finale joke. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, closed. Well, no, somebody told me that.
Step Into a Slim Jim. And they're like, was he doing some sort of a double entendre that doesn't work?
Crickets.
Yeah. So weird. Somebody told me they were watching Greg Warren the Chump. And I was like, man, that's not it.
That is wild that you thought that.
I really thought that. That was developed by ad writer Tom Leland. Lon Adams developed the flavor.
Oh, Lon.
So guess who they wanted to be the spokesperson before the Macho Man? There's a couple guys.
Let me take a shot.
Snap.
What era are we talking?
I think we're talking about late 80s.
Oh, late 80s.
Again, they want to be sort of counterculture, a little bit crazy, a little bit dangerous.
Wait a
Gallagher.
Minute. Fabio.
It was a comedian.
Carrot Top.
No. More dangerous, more
Dice?
Bad boy.
Oh, Dice.
Dice.
No.
Oh, Kinnison.
No. There you go.
No yeah. kidding.
Sam Kinnison.
That makes sense.
Sam Kinnison was supposed to be the one that was going to do snap into a Slim Jim, and Kinnison's people were like, nah, this isn't right. The deal's not right, and we don't want it. So they went to the Ultimate Warrior, who was a wrestler, WWE guy. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And then, he was awesome.
Yeah.
Can't think of his name.
The only thing I know about him is Joe List, our buddy Joe List,
yeah.
did a character for a while called the Ultimate Warrior.
It was hilarious.
And it was really funny.
Yeah.
And he dressed up like the Ultimate Warrior, who basically wore like a sort of a nature boy, like just grass, you know, covering.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe committed to the bit. It was great. But the Ultimate Warrior was the spokesperson. And then they went to Randy Macho Man Savage.
Ultimate Warrior also passed.
Yeah. Ultimate Warrior has passed away, yes.
Okay. No. I'm saying he
no, no, he did
was.
It for a while.
Oh, he was.
Oh, yes,
he did.
They thought about doing it to the Hulkster, but the Hulkster was like too straight-laced. He was a nice guy.
Too up the middle at that
time. Yeah,
at that time.
If they looked at some of his later life, he probably could have qualified for the bad boy. Hulkster got in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, he got some heat.
Well, and he became a villain eventually, but you're right. At that time, he was all-American.
He was all-American guy.
Savage is just so perfect for it.
Antagonize authority. Let's talk about Randy Savage.
Yeah. They did some time with the St. Louis Cardinals.
The St. Louis Cardinals. He was Randy Poffo back then.
Oh, yeah. That's
and he signed with the Cardinals out of high school at like 18 years old. He was a catcher. Mm-hmm. At one point, he had a collision, hurt his arm, so he just...
Oh, no!
There we go, Tim. Good work, buddy.
And just switched his throwing arm. Just decided, okay, I'll throw with the other arm. That's talent.
Unbelievable.
That is talent. And while he was playing minor league baseball, he started moonlighting as a professional wrestler.
Wow.
Which I can't believe. His first character, before he was the Macho Man, he was the Spider. And it was sort of a Spider-Man-like character.
He was in Spider-Man, if I'm not mistaken. He was in the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, and I think he was in the ring, you know, the whole scene where...
Yeah, Tobey Maguire was like the spider, right? The Spider-Man. Yeah, yeah.
And the Uncle Ben ends up dying. Later. Yeah, yeah. Spoiler that alert,
was,
sorry.
That was... Macho Man was in that?
I think so.
Wow.
You're picturing him.
That's really cool.
Randy's going to look it up.
Yeah.
What a great spokesperson.
Oh, yeah. Randy Macho Man Savage. Kind of, as our friend Joe Murray has pointed out with another one of our friends, kind of a hat on a hat, isn't it?
Oh, that he's both Savage.
Randy Savage, and then he's the Macho Man. He's like, he's shoving in a couple of nicknames. Like, if his real name was Randy Savage, then he's the Macho Man, but he's Randy Savage. Randy the Macho Man Savage.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
80s wrestling was pretty over the top, though. It makes perfect sense to
our,
me.
Our buddy Andrew Topping, his... handle, I think, on one of these social media sites is A Topopotamus, which Joe Murray said that's a hat on a hat because he's like A Top, which is sort of a nickname, and then A Topopotamus.
Too much.
It's just, it's a little too much.
God for Murray just calling balls and strikes when it comes to on a hat.
Man, yeah. I made a choice here. I made a choice to have that Tabasco, and boy, that's well, there's some
a little much.
Let's check out the blue tongue with the Tabasco.
Come on,
it might have cleared it up. Let's just see. Let's just see.
Show it. Let's just see, man. Yeah, freak.
I bet it's all it's all clear. Let's see it.
No, I'm gonna look myself.
You're fine. I bet.
Wow. Very self conscious.
Tabasco.
Well, I mean, it's just annoying, man. I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, you're fine.
It's better, yeah.
You're back to normal.
That was weird. Yeah, boy, the Tabasco, it's got a little bite.
If you got blue tongue, have a Tabasco Slim Jim. Sean, could you get that open for me?
Buddy.
I can't do it.
I was right about
it. Dude, you know what? I met Macho Man.
Randy Savage. Keep talking.
You guys want to hear this?
Yeah, we do.
You met the Macho Man?
You better believe it. So I'm in fifth grade, 1990, I think it is, and my buddy Tom Palmero, his dad.
Tommy P?
Tommy P was head of security in Rochester at the War Memorial. And they were doing a tour, you know, or what's it called when they were in town, the wrestling guy, you know, WWF. And so he had all these hookups. He got his front row seats. And Bret the Hitman Hart.
Front row?
Front row.
Wow.
Gave the sunglasses, remember Hitman, to Tommy's little brother.
Okay.
But I was sitting there just patting his arm. I remember that was like, whoa. You got fifth grade. So you're like, why? And I was so into wrestling back then. And the final match is a steel cage, Jake the Snake against Macho Man. And it was crazy. Like, wow. You know, and then Tom's dad's like, you guys hang here. I'm going to get you in the back when everyone lets out. And sure, he takes us in the back. And I'm just like, well, this is crazy. And who comes out? Jake the Snake and Macho, excuse me, Macho Man together. Now, see, I was so all in fifth grade. I'm like, wait a minute. What are you guys hanging out for? You hate each other.
Right.
You know, I was a little like, not having it. And I'm like, and they're like, I just remember they both came out together. Nobody is back there, by the way. It's like me, Tommy, and his dad. And I just remember, I go, hey, guys, big fan. I was all, oh, can I get your autograph? Snake's like, yeah, no problem. And then Macho Man, he goes, oh, yeah, I can't do many of these. But he did, and he just put an M and an M. I mean, it was the lousiest autograph.
Oh, who cares? Ever.
And then they just drove off in a Chevy Lumina. I'll never forget.
So they were cool.
They were overall pretty cool, man. I was so blown away. I was like, why are they buddies? I was like,
that's
just
completely
fought.
Against what they allow. What's that called? K-Flay or something like that? Or K? You have to commit to the character, and you like they'd get in a lot of trouble if they were seen together.
Yeah, no, they
at
drove
some
together.
Point, I think, you know, who's the guy that's in charge of WWE? Or
McMahon.
That was McMahon back then. So
at some point they said that cannot happen. Mm. Yeah.
And maybe it's because of the Shawn incident.
Yeah, probably. Maybe if you know O'Brien, maybe. He probably went public with it, ran his mouth on local Rochester radio.
Yeah, when I'm Don Elhart. I got my voice out there.
You have pictures with him?
Man, I don't.
There's no cell phones back then.
Right? I have no evidence of this, but I promise. And the worst part is I probably still had that autograph. And then I know just when at my old home growing up, when they moved, I guarantee it just got thrown out.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And but yeah, man, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
They thought
when
it was
that
like Marley Matlin or something. They're just like,
I know. They're like, two.
The best I could do on short notice.
Marley Matlin, is she the
deaf actress? Yeah, yeah, she's great.
Now, is this still beef one you're talking about?
I don't think so.
I don't know. You said you're like, get the all beef one.
I thought I read about that, man. I couldn't find it either. Went to the grocery store. All they had was just, they didn't have a very, they got more variety at a convenience store than they do at a.
This is a QT.
Quick trip. The ads today, obviously without the Macho Man, are.
Is that wacky guy?
They're still
with
pretty.
The hair?
I don't know. They're pretty wild. They have a fairy snap mother. I thought that was pretty funny.
Never heard of her. That's awesome.
Edge. This is how dumb I am. Edge is one of their people. Edge, I guess, is a professional wrestler now.
Okay.
He's one of their spokespeople. I was like, this is going to be awesome. The dude from U2 is doing Slim Jim commercials. Sean's going to be so fired up, and it's not. It's not the Edge. It's just Edge.
That would have been.
Yeah. I literally
explains why
that.
Sean likes him so much.
I was like, that's what got me into it, man. So happy, man. The Edge is doing this stuff.
Bono's out there trying to like save Africa and get clean water and stuff.
And the Edge is doing Slim Jim.
Have you had a Slim Jim? Slim Jim guy. That's who I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, man. Who's that?
It's this crazy character with his hair looks like.
What kind of character?
Crazy character.
What else?
Anthropomorphic.
Yeah, we stumbled on that a while ago.
Yeah. You guys didn't know that word, apparently.
Yeah, you couldn't get it.
Well, it took me a second
trying
to come
to get
up
it.
With it. Yeah.
About 30 seconds.
I don't know. What is it?
Anthropomorphic?
Yeah, I'll be dumb.
It brings something to life that's not really
Yeah, when you give, alive. Alive characteristics.
For instance, trashy.
Trashy.
Okay. Trashy is anthropomorphic.
Yeah.
He's not real, Sean.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
He's real to him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in my heart.
He's got his own cabin. He's got his own cabin on the Nate Land cruise.
Yeah, he does.
You guys don't recognize that guy? The Slim Jim guy?
I got nothing.
He is a wild man.
He just looks like he has sort of, it's a guy that his hair is straight up like a Slim Jim.
He looks like the guy from Static X, if you remember that band.
I do not.
I do, but I don't know what the guy looks like.
Or
but
like a kid from Kid and Play.
There you go. Now we're cooking.
Now we're talking. Christopher Kidd Reed.
Flat top.
Yeah. Did stand-up comedy for
a while. Yeah, man. I mean, Macho Man just fits the character. I mean, that's just the way to go with him.
Yeah.
He just looks the part.
These things are made of beef, pork, and chicken.
I was wondering. Okay.
Chicken is in here.
Not necessarily the choicest cuts of those meats.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Probably not.
What does cure mean? Like, take me through the process.
Monday, Tuesday.
Show me,
Friday,
show me.
I'll be love again.
Dun, 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 dun. Was that the stupidest moment ever on the podcast?
Pretty strong.
Top 10. It's right there.
Yeah.
Cure, I think, is sort of a version of like treating pickling. It's like salting stuff, but probably, yeah, I think it's.
Is it?
You cure meats.
Yeah.
You like season them, I think. But
okay.
Yeah.
But is the dehydration part of that?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guy did who knows how many hours on Slim Jims and can't tell me what curing means.
Yeah, I mean, I think summer sausage is in that game, right?
Probably.
Summer sausage?
A preservation process that uses salt, nitrites, and sometimes sugar to inhibit microbial growth and extend shelf life, while also enhancing flavor and color.
Cool.
How about that?
Yeah,
I love
like
it.
That. Curing.
It's a method used for various products like salami, bacon, and ham, and can be achieved by mixing, or submerging the meat in a curing solution.
Mm.
That's AI. Or as my friend Troy, who's been on the podcast, his sister the other day said she was calling it IA.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I love it.
They're at some wedding. It's like, he's heavily involved in IA. Like, he's in the Internal Affairs Bureau.
You guys see what the Bills did on social media for their schedule release? Every team. It was great. It was pretty good. And I'm not being biased.
It's all. What did they do?
It just shows Josh Allen walking up to Brandon Bean, the GM, and Bean's like, I don't know, what should we do for the, you know, the promotion for the
I was just going to tell you, just tell us the story without trying to open the thing at the same time.
Sorry, I'm just too excited.
It's distracting.
All right, so Bean's talking to Alan, right? And Bean's like, what do you think? And then Alan just goes, just use AI. Everyone's using it. And then Bean's like, really, AI? He's like, yeah, just use AI. And then you just cut to Alan Iverson
on the
phone. Played really well, man. And Alverson did the whole plot. It was really cool.
Are we talking about practice?
Practice?
I don't think he did any of that. Yeah. But he did. Yeah, he plugged the Bills, and he's in. You know, he'd be an Eagles guy. He's a Philly guy.
Yeah, the answer. Yeah, I love it. Love Iverson.
Think he's an Eagles fan?
Truly,
he didn't grow up in Philly. He's
actually,
in Virginia.
You know, you're right.
He went probably to Redskins. Where do you go? Georgetown.
He did go to Georgetown.
Yeah.
You're right. I know he's. Yeah, he's not a Bills fan for sure. But I think he did say like something like "Go Bills" or something like that.
Okay.
Well, it was fun. I like the AI. That's what I'm getting at.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
So is this your go-to meat snack?
Dude, it's insane.
How many meat snacks are there?
Jerky. Are you kidding me?
Oh, dude. Jack summer links, sausage. Jerky.
Jerky. You could get...
Go to a Buckies? Holy moly.
Is a Slim Jim not jerky?
Not really. No, jerky's like kind of... Most jerky's just beef.
Oh, this is its own thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Pork,
chicken. Well, it would be like a sausage or a salami that's, yeah.
Yeah.
It is kind of its own thing.
The closest thing to a Slim Jim is salami. Is that accurate?
I don't know. I mean, it's some sort of sausage. Yeah, I don't know if I'd say salami.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, man.
I always thought Slim Jim was jerky.
No. Well, I mean, it didn't even look like jerky. Jerky, it's tubular. Jerky's more like...
I thought it was different shaped jerky, man.
Nah, it's not.
Oh, man. Boy, the cheese. The cheese is rough. That's a rough one.
I've never really stepped into it before.
I took a chance.
It's Snap, actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Step in.
All right, Randy. All right.
Randy loves it.
All right, Randy.
Which one of those did you guys just open that made this room smell like a locker room?
That's the cheese one.
Probably
buddy.
The cheese. I
guarantee it because I just did. Yeah, we might have to 86 it.
Probably not. Yeah.
Sorry, Slim. We tried. No dice on that one, but
I've got The Cure stuck in my head now.
What's another one of their hits?
Boys don't cry.
Friday, I'm in love.
Yeah. The Forest.
Just Like Heaven.
Oh, how's that go?
Oh, yeah, that was a huge one.
Just Like Heaven, you who soft and lonely, you who
okay, yeah,
soft
yeah,
and
yeah,
lonely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Just like a...
Great song.
Yeah. Sean.
Greg.
Again, are there any, if this is bigger than any other meat snacks, like no.
No, I mean.
You have a lot, like, will you have jerky?
Yeah, man.
But I'll get jerky. But you prefer a Slim Jim.
I prefer the jerky, but the problem is the jerky, man, it beats up your teeth, man. It is so rough. Like, yeah, man, it is like painful to chew after like three bites of it. Yeah. Like, we went to Buc-ee's. They have a whole world of jerky out there,
don't
man.
Get too crazy here. We got to do Buc-ee's as a brand at some point.
Yeah, we should. We really should.
Man, the amount of employees coming out of that thing.
Dude, it's crazy.
You know how there's nobody that works anywhere?
Yeah.
They're at Buc-ee's or at the Apple store.
All right.
Like, Apple thing, you just see like 80 different people coming out of that thing.
Yep. And it's still a 45 minute wait.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Buc-ee's is similar. Mm. And they always like put on Buc-ee's, like there's a sign for how much you can make there as a manager. And it's like,
it's like 75 grand a year.
No, it's more than it's like 250 or something.
No, I'm really? That's some out the floors.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to manage a Buc-ee's, you're making huge cash.
No
man.
Kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big operation.
It's such a big operation. Yeah.
Dude, they got like 50 kinds of jerky over there.
Oh yeah, the guy that runs jerky, he makes 150K.
The jerky guy,
quarter of a mil. Jerky guy,
president of jerky.
Yeah.
What did you? I'm a VP of jerky at Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
Man, these are.
So you really, I got to be honest, I think it's the same thing, but I like the thinner, somewhat, I like the medium one better than the Monster.
Right.
The Monster's just a little too.
It's a lot going on there, man.
It's a little too soft on the inside for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is my go-to that, and then if I'm not doing Slim Jims, I've been really pounding some summer sausages. Just save me.
Do you have stock in summer sausage? Is that why you keep bringing it up?
No, I just really love it.
I'm just not eating any sugar right now.
Remember saying, yeah.
He may be eating a little sugar in that summer sausage. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean,
but I'm with you, buddy.
Dude, if it's like less than a gram or whatever, I'm not counting it. So now I will say, I don't know how much damage I'm doing with like you know, the nitrates and all that stuff. I mean, you worked in that world, man. I mean, how much poison is in this stuff? I mean, I guess that's a question. How bad is this stuff for you? Horrible? Like, is it, it's not good. It's not healthy to do it, but it's also, I'm also losing weight and not eating sugar. So.
Yeah, there's no way it's good for you. Anything. I mean, this is all about preservatives, and anything with a whole bunch of preservatives.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm not saying it is. I just don't know, to the level of how dangerous it is. Like that stuff we did last episode with, if you're under 4 years old, you can't have.
No, I don't think it's that. I would say maybe don't have 16, like you did that one time.
Yeah, it was,
now, how big were the?
So the Hotel Meltdown, they were minis. So they were like probably like the size of that one.
But without the cheese?
But no cheese. Oof, yeah. Slim Jim's, swinging a miss.
Well, that's not their business.
No, and it shouldn't be. They got to stay in their lane.
I will say, at least the first ingredients listed are the meats, right? Beef is number one.
Beef,
pork is number two. Third, mechanically separated chicken.
Yes, I did come across that.
Why do they have to say that, you think?
Mechanically separated chicken.
Why not just say chicken?
I don't know, but it scares me.
Yeah, that's where we get into it. And the beef comes from like, it's like beef forehead or something like that.
Oh, come on. Are you serious? You didn't have to say that. This is...
It's like
we pride ourselves on being a family podcast.
What? No, man. It's somewhere, and maybe that's not currently what they do. It's somewhere I came across the term beef forehead and beef cheek, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which,
what? I mean, what, man? It's just a part of the cow.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't care for it at all. There's corn syrup in here.
Well, you're a vegetarian. What would you know?
No,
yeah,
I know.
Sean and I have been eating foreheads.
We've been eating foreheads 15, 20 years. We're on our foreheads, man.
Mechanically separated. I think there's actually a mechanical bowl that does the work.
Oh.
Yeah.
I that makes sense.
Say that's part of the, that'd be good to watch. Yeah. It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to.
There aren't like a, I mean, there's, yeah, there's some not good stuff in here, but it's not, you know, it's not listed all the way down. Like there's fewer ingredients than you'd think.
Yeah.
And they got paprika and anything with paprika.
Paprika, man. Yes.
I love it.
The thing about these, the ingredients things, man, like soy must be something. I mean, that's the one like in bold letters. Like all the other garbage in there, they're like, eh, whatever. But then on this one, it's like, contains soy.
Well, that, no, that's at the end because it's an allergen.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think
allergy so.
Yeah,
things somebody, they put in.
Gotcha,
like,
buddy.
Hey, it has weed. It has soy. All right,
so people, it's pretty common to be allergic to soy.
I guess so. Right, I don't know. Enough. I mean, fair I see enough. It in the allergy.
I just didn't know if
time.
Anyone's allergic to sodium,
hey,
smell or
dextrose,
tryin paprika thing.
This one I've got says no artificial flavors, no artificial colors.
That's really?
That's impressive.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah. So
all right. So we're making
correct.
Progress, guys.
Yeah, yeah. I stand corrected. What is there? Is this a certain variety?
That is the twin pack, and it is the original flavor.
Original. Okay.
Original kind.
So some of this, but it still does. Lactic acid is a big part of this.
Yeah.
The part of the process. I think that may have something to do with the snap.
They put that in there to make it snap?
I think so. Or yeah, that might have been the sodium nitrate. I came across another preservative when I was talking about pickles on Bob and Tom.
Okay.
Recently. Butylated hydroxysol.
Oh, no, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And I found out a little old lady got butylated last night.
Oh my God. Oh, he's really proud of himself.
He is, man. I've never
really
had that much fun on the show.
What song is that from?
What?
What? Werewolves of London.
Oh,
yeah. Little old lady got beautiful. that's why I was.
Okay,
that's why I wasn't just saying like the butylated, okay. Mutilated. I was just it's a lyric
reference
from
to that. Okay,
the Warren Zevon song.
Butylated.
Yeah, do you guys remember that?
I do now.
That lyric.
Yes,
little old lady got mutilated last night.
Yes, it didn't hit me, but yes,
no where? Song. I can't hear the lyric.
It's like he just tells you what happened in the verses all the time.
You don't like Warren Zevon?
It's not something I'm super into. That song's a
Send,
little
Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
Not a big, not deep into
man,
it.
Man,
sorry,
this guy's such a snob.
Me?
Yeah,
I just never got it. What he likes and he hates what he hates.
I don't dislike it. I never. It's not something I ever got into.
Man, you gotta appreciate it.
I don't. I have. Only positive thoughts about the guy.
Yeah, no wonder you didn't get my little old lady.
I know the song. Everybody knows the song.
Yeah.
But okay. Yeah, I know it took me a second. I apologize.
That's all right.
I didn't hear much out of Randy, though, and I got to assume he knows that
yeah,
one. So
yeah, I'm yeah, Randy's going silent.
Yeah, it did not pass the Randy test. That's for sure.
Got to be a Zevon guy.
Big time.
Are you really?
He's fine, man. I don't love him or hate him. I don't know a lot about him. I know that one song that you're talking about. I think he's got a couple others. And
Send Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
I don't know that one.
I don't know that one.
What
either,
were his
man.
Other? What else did he have?
Those are the two hits. Werewolves in London and Send Lawyers, Guns, and Money. He was on an episode of the Larry Sanders Show. Did very well there.
He did?
Yeah. they won. Yeah, it was really fun.
Is he still with us? No, he died.
No, he passed away recently, I believe.
No, 2003. That was a long, long time ago.
Okay, it's been a while.
Keep Me in Your Heart. Do you know that one?
I don't.
Searching for a Heart.
Recently,
2003.
I told you. I told you the two that I knew. Yeah.
Yeah, Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
Great song.
Interesting.
I guarantee you've heard it 17 times.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great song.
Pull it up. I can't picture.
I think you'll enjoy that song.
I'm glad you're famous from Chicago, old Warren Z.
What's that?
He's from Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's born in Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You think if your last name begins with a Z, you always have to go by the Z-man? Any last name I know, yes. And that's pretty, yes. That's a rough life.
This may be the most insightful thing you've ever said.
Thanks, dude. I just wonder if poor Warren got called a Z.
If anybody, if your name begins with a Z, Mike Zittle, one of my favorite people in the world. One of my favorite people. We worked together at Procter & Gamble.
Yeah.
He was been around a little longer now. He was a project manager. Awesome guy. One of my favorite people.
I like him already.
What do you think we call him?
Z-Town?
The Z-Man.
The Z-Man.
The Z-Man.
Right.
We call him
Is
the Z-Man.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
You are right, man.
Can you believe that?
This, we are we just found something.
This is why we do it.
This is why we do it, guys, to discover stuff. Yeah. Yeah, we started talking a lot about some sort of meat snack, but we got to this.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, that's what, that's what makes this podcast so desultory.
I don't. That's I'm excited about this.
Desultory, man. I can't wait for this.
I am excited.
What do we got?
I don't know.
Talk us through it.
Let's talk about it. Desultory. It just sounds like the word result, but with a D.
D
N O R Y. So D E S U L T O R Y.
Desultory.
Yep. There you go.
Lacking a plan, purpose, or enthusiasm. And how did you use it?
I was saying about our podcast, implying that we lack a plan or a purpose. We're just kind of winging it.
But we do have enthusiasm.
We do. That's what it says, or. So it doesn't mean that you use a few ways.
Enthusiasm.
It can also mean occurring randomly or occasionally.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of action with that word, and I'm glad I brought it up.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Conversation or speech going constantly from one subject to another in a half-hearted way.
That's well, I think we're full-hearted. If anything,
at least 75% heart.
Wholehearted. The desultory conversation. That's a good name for a podcast. Desultory.
Desultory?
Yeah. Should desultory we... passengers were appearing randomly or occasionally.
Maybe we do a spinoff podcast.
Passages?
Passengers.
Passengers.
It's a, using it in a sense.
Passenger 57.
Desultory. I like
best
it.
Best part of that movie is they do the callback. The old lady at the beginning.
Oh yeah, the old lady at the beginning. Yeah.
Thinks that Wesley Snipes' character is Arsenio Hall, and then at the end when he saves the day, guess what she's doing?
This.
Whoop whoop. Whoop.
That's really so funny. Awesome. That's really funny. That's really funny.
Yeah. I watched that with my friend Salim, and he was like, "I knew they were going there, man. Yeah, I knew that was coming."
That's great.
Whoop whoop whoop.
That is great.
Yeah.
Did you ever meet Arsenio?
Man, I don't. If I would have, it was at the Comedy Magic Club. I may have been in the vicinity of him there, and maybe I didn't. So what's he's like, I don't know if I saw a video of it, but he used to hang out at the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, California. And whenever I go to LA, I try to get down there.
Yeah.
Awesome place.
Did he put comics on a show?
Man, I don't know.
I can't remember.
It was a long time ago.
He'd have guests on. Like he did have
guests on his talk show.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. True. Comics as guests, like Dice.
Yeah, the Dice.
Dice had that whole thing. Like he like broke down.
Yeah.
On Arsenio show?
Yeah. He's really? Like, you know, the guy in there is Dice. This is Andrew, the kid from Brooklyn or whatever. And like, I think he was like getting a little emotional. And
you'd think he had comics, but I can't, no one comes to mind right now. But
having a big set on Arsenio?
Right.
Yeah. You've seen him on Arsenio.
Well, that's, yeah.
But in terms of comedy.
Hasn't been said.
Although that show ended in what?
Credit, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
remember they brought Arsenio back a few years and it was.
Didn't go well.
It was rough.
Like how long ago?
10 years ago.
There was
it. Oh, and it bombed.
Wasn't there an SNL sketch that combined Johnny Carson?
Oh, Carsenio.
Carsenio. Amazing. Incredible. I mean, just
so fun.
Dana
Carvey is one of the funniest humans on the planet.
Carsenio is one of just the funniest ideas ever.
It really is.
You come up with the idea, you're like, I know exactly what that is, and he's the perfect person. Like, I don't know if he came up with that on his own, or if a writer was like, hey, how about Carsenio? And you know Carvey just did it there. Yeah, yeah. Unbelievable.
As good of butylated the little old lady.
That's a little better. Carsenio was a little better. How many times did they do Carsenio? Did that happen one time or a bunch? As a kid, I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen.
More than one. On Carsenio.
Man, Sean, just right before Tim asked that question, Sean took a bite.
A huge bite.
Half of one of the monsters.
Yeah, I ate half a monster in one shot. There. That's why I had the long pause, man.
Yeah, and his acting was great because he was like, the reason that he didn't answer that so quickly wasn't because he had half of a monster in his mouth. It was because it was such an insightful question that Sean had to ponder it. Did you see what he did? Like, he leaned back and he put his hand on his chin.
Yeah.
Like,
how many times?
Now, Sean, now, Tim, that's a very, very good question. I had to give it some deep thought.
And the answer is 4.
Man. That was brilliant, Sean.
Thanks, buddy.
That was outstanding.
Yeah, I've been doing some training.
It's some of your best work right there.
I know. I'm doing a bang up job today, guys. Really a bang up job. And we're not even an hour in.
Slim Jim, I noticed, is ConAgra. Tell me about them. That's one of those names you hear.
Oh, yeah. ConAgra, man.
What's the deal?
My interaction with them was I competed against Wesson Oil, mm-hmm. and Wesson was owned by Hunt Wesson, mm-hmm. and then Conagra bought Hunt Wesson. Conagra, from what I remember, big in the frozen foods. Mm. Yes.
Good. All right.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
Did they have anything to do with Con Air?
No. You're talking about the movie with Nick Cage.
Yes, I am.
It was a bit of a reach, but yeah. Yeah, no.
We're reaching a lot today.
What a great movie, though.
Yeah, man. There's convicts in the air.
Yeah.
So they call it Con Air.
Yeah.
And Cage was a bad guy, but not as bad of a guy as the other guy.
No, he was. I don't think he should have been.
Wasn't he unfairly treated?
He was a convict, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, but he beat up a bunch of guys at a bar because they were roughing up his lady.
Oh, okay.
And he
had to defend his honor.
He defended her honor. Yeah. And he, I believe one of them didn't survive. Because Cage was a tough guy, a real tough character.
Yeah.
And he was in prison.
So manslaughter probably is what he was in for.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
What happened was he was just hitching a ride back home with all these crazy convicts.
Yeah.
Thank God he was there because he saved the day.
Did save the day.
He got pretty crazy on that ride.
Declared that he was going to save the day, and then he did. But a star-studded cast, Cusack, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Is in that.
Oh, Chappelle. John Connery?
John Malkovich. No, you're thinking of The Rock, which I'm happy to discuss with you as well.
Sorry.
Also a fantastic film with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Face Off is obviously the
The him one. And Travolta.
That's the one. Faces. Yeah. All right. But Con Air is great, and I'd argue that it holds up real, real strong.
Okay.
I would argue that as far as a plane movie,
Okay.
What do you think the one thing that it lacks?
Tell me.
An old woman at the end going, whoop,
yeah,
whoop,
you're whoop, right, buddy.
That's what that movie lacked.
They could have thrown that in for sure, but man, what a movie. Those three, really. The Rock.
Con Air.
Comedian Anthony Clark was in The Rock.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who was he?
Anthony Clark was one of the guys.
One of the guys.
The Rock.
No, The Rock.
Oh, The Rock, sorry.
He was part of that expedition. I can't remember what his position was.
Ed Harris was the, the kind
bad guy.
General that was sort of been.
Randy, could you Google Anthony Clark, The Rock? Anthony Clark, comedian from Yes, Dear.
Oh, sure.
When I was living in LA, he was a pretty big deal. He was on Yes, Dear.
He's a good guy, man.
Featured. He was the guy when I was in, he was always hanging out at the Improv. So it was I was like, this is pretty cool, man. We have a celebrity hanging out here. Does it say The Rock? Yeah.
The Rock.
He's in the scene where he cuts his hair. I remember that.
Yeah. Man,
Connery was unbelievable.
Yeah, he was great.
And then, The Rock was fantastic. And then, Face Off is that set the standard. John Travolta and Nicolas Cage exchanged faces in that movie.
In Face Off, yeah.
Yeah, there was a technology that they came up with where they took his face and, one thing leads to another. They're each
trading
other.
Faces, trading places.
Yeah. I will become him, he says. And then he did. It was great.
Yeah.
Changed their voices. I mean, what an acting, just a workshop they put on.
Was there any nominations coming out of that movie?
No, I believe it was snubbed.
Was it?
Which is criminal.
Yeah. I'll tell you about a snub thing. That the old woman in Passenger 57 was never considered for a best supporting actress.
You're right, man.
Yeah.
And was the same old woman that was mutilated, or is that a different?
No. That was in the Warren Zevon. Okay. The Z-Mans.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So listen, I had an idea. I feel like we've got a lot of beef jerky here. Oops. I feel like we've got a lot of Slim Jim
here. Yeah.
Yeah. Those aren't the same thing.
No.
A lot of Slim Jim. And
is that the plural? You think there's no plural?
No, there's no plural of Slim Jim.
We got a lot of Slim Jim?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that right?
You sure about that?
Yeah, yeah. No, there's no.
He doesn't know, but I kind of like it.
I had you for a split second. Yeah, for a split second. I had you.
It sounds sophisticated.
Yeah, no. Slim Jims, I guess. Sure.
So much Slim Jim.
Yeah.
I'm trying to unload some Slim Jim.
Yeah. Just dozens of Slim Jim.
We got a lot of Slim Jim here. A lot of Slim Jim. And we had some fun. Our friend Courtney helped us give away some Converse shoes on the last episode. By the way, we decided on the last episode after we were on air, off air, we made the decision that we gave the shoes to the person that was basically taking shots at me and got a big laugh in the room. But there was a 13-year-old that made a comment.
Yeah.
And we're gonna get that 13-year-old some shoes too. And Sean's going to send those shoes to that 13-year-old girl.
That's right.
She'll be 15 by the time she gets them.
Yeah, but
that's fine because guess what? Tim just got in charge of sending the beef jerky and I'll send the shoes. Because he sent one thing to my team.
We can't do that to the listeners. We cannot do that. Yeah, yeah. You want to do
that? No, Tim's not reliable.
No, the coder is doing great. We can't have him in charge of one of these giveaways because that defeats the whole purpose.
Well, he loves it because it's just one less thing.
I don't even think Mukopotamus listens anymore.
No, he's gone, dude. He's out.
He does. He loves it. Reach out, Mukopotamus.
So, yeah. That's what I'll do.
So how about we do this? Our favorite comment on YouTube gets some beef jerky. I'm sorry, I'm messing this up. Our favorite comment on YouTube gets some Slim Jim.
Some Slim Jim.
And then our favorite comment on Apple Podcasts gets some Slim Jim.
Apple Podcast.
Yeah. So basically an audio listener and a video listener. I don't understand Spotify. Are there comments on Spotify?
It is. I don't get it either, dude.
So here's what we'll do. If we can figure out Spotify, we'll give something away only to those listeners at some point, but not for this giveaway. This giveaway, we're giving one set of beef jerky. I did it again. I'm really screwing
Slim
this up.
Slim Jims.
One set of Slim Jim to our favorite YouTube. And you know, we tend to favor funny, but if it's heartfelt,
or just insulting Greg also.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an easy way to get a giant laugh on this podcast.
Yep.
Yeah, it's an easy way. It's kind of hack at this point. Because if you're just
trying to cover up.
It's cutting edge.
I mean, it was
cutting edge.
It's just such an easy thing because these guys, Sean will just go crazy if anything derogatory is said about me.
I mean, dude, it was 4-1 noticeably last episode. Courtney was in. Randy was in.
It was 5-0. I was in on it too, but I'm just saying it's an easy way to go.
Yeah.
Is all I'm saying.
Hey, man, we all got to take our punches, buddy.
You know?
I mean, look at me. I mean, you think I'm proud of this? But it's who I am.
So, 390 guys. So. We're not going to give something away every episode, but we've committed to, you know, and Randy, if you want some of this Slim Jim, you can have it. We're not going to give it all to the listeners. And if you guys want to take some, but you can't have all of it because you would eat it on the way home.
I'm not taking any.
But yeah, take a little.
He likes Skinny James is his
Skinny
his
James?
Brand of choice.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
That's it. Tim wins the Slim Jim. So on this episode, leave a comment for YouTube or leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. We'll get you some Slim Jim. Again, could be funny, could be sincere. You could take the easy way out and take shots at me.
Do it.
You know, I'm going to tell you, you know, a comedic device that you might want to consider is Sean's blue tongue.
It's not a proud moment of mine, man.
I just think, cracking on me, come on. I mean, and I'm going to say this, the country club stuff is probably an easy laugh too.
Yeah. I mean, you're welcome to try, guys.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think I take a pretty good beating here, and I think I take it pretty well. So I'm saying, if you get hit once in a while, man, it's gonna be funny.
Yeah, on air, you're a prince about it.
Appreciate it, man.
Best shot at Greg wins. Good luck, everyone.
No! Right.
Yep.
No!
Book it.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for living it. We'll see you next time. Go Bills.
We have been the consumers. You have been consumed.
Hello, everybody. You're still listening to The Consumers. Tim Convy here, solo, catching you guys up with some comments and just some more recent live hello for you. You just watched the Slim Jim episode, which was a real fun one, if I remember properly. No, it was a good one. It was a good one for sure. So anyway, I'm here. Thanks for continuing to stick around. Randy Cash is here.
What's up? It's nice and quiet in here tonight, isn't it?
Feels good, right?
Yeah.
Nobody bullying anybody.
We need to get a locker for the corner.
Yes, I agree with that. There aren't two guys arguing over anything and everything. Just me and Randy. Randy on the ones and twos. Speaking of which, plenty of comments we got about the ones and twos. You and I had that. We were kind of trying to get to the bottom of it. And I can't even remember what the real thing was, but people really enjoyed that. We talked about, you know, in music, the one, the two, and then the...
I just assumed it was like the beat, the one and the two, the kick drum and the snare drum, because when I first started playing, a guy told me, you can be off here and there, but make sure you always find the one.
Yeah.
And that's what I, you know, took that as.
Yeah.
And it was, I was wrong.
Something. No, but I was, my, whatever I thought was wrong too. And it had something to do with the inputs on the turntables from back in the day. So we'll dive into comments. Most of these are from the, what episode is it? Oh, Oscar Mayer episode. Another fun one. And also shout out to Ryan Wamser, by the way. I'm wearing my, Three Rednecks Reading Wikipedia nice t-shirt. People like it. Lots of compliments. And yeah, I selected some good ones. First of all, Stephen Young, 5359 on YouTube, said, what happened to the succotash scale? I don't recall hearing it for several episodes. That is true. Our friend Gabriel on Facebook is always weighing in on every joke, rating it on the succotash scale. I'm not sure if he's continuing to do that and I'm not seeing it as often, or that's completely on me for not bringing it to the podcast comments. So I will make an effort. God knows I've had plenty of jokes that I like to think scored well on the succotash scale. So I promise to bring that back very, very soon.
I got to admit, dude, and this is just because I'm not a very good social media person. I'm not a part of the Facebook group.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I just never think of it, man. I wish people happy birthday on Facebook. That's my contribution to the internet, man, and social media.
Well, that's good. What do you think will happen first? You'll join the Facebook group or watch Greg's special?
I'll join the Facebook group. I was like, that. I will today when we leave, and I just don't know if I'll be able to answer the questions, especially if they pertain to Greg's special.
Yeah, that is true. I think you're okay on that. I think it's not, I don't think you have to watch the special to get in there. So I think you'll be all right. Speaking of you wishing people a birthday, today I discovered is my half birthday.
For real, happy half birthday. Today's my brother Tim's birthday. Isn't that funny?
Is that right? Your brother Tim?
My brother Tim is 55-ish today. No, 54. Oh. Yeah, we're year and a half apart. He's 54 today. That's funny. His birthday is your half birthday.
That's awesome. I got another friend. Same thing. His birthday's today, my half birthday. So we wish each other birthday, half birthday every year. Back to the comments, folks. Craig Moss, W7R3F, said, regarding the real man slash dad whistle, we talked about that. You feel like a real man if you could do the big whistle. Randy rocked it. He said, as a kid, my brother and I would be down the street. My dad would open the window in the house and whistle. And no matter where we were, we heard it and knew it was time to go home. Nice work, Randy. Randy, you want to give me a whistle?
A whistle?
One of your big man whistles.
All right, I got to push the mic back, dude, because I don't want him to peak or blow out a diaphragm or nothing.
Okay.
Here you go, ready?
Yeah.
Fingers or without fingers? I can do both. I can do without.
With.
I can do wit.
Good Lord. Whoa.
Hey, man, I had to go to that Van Halen concert, brother. You know, it was the 80s, man. And, you know, I lived in South County. It was a rite of passage.
He almost shattered some of the Jif jars in here. And they're plastic, so it just tells you how loud it was. Ashley Cogburn said, with regards to the Oscar Mayer episode, she said, that was the greatest opening sequence of this podcast. It took me on quite a roller coaster. Can't wait to see Greg when he comes to Tyler. That was the whole Worms adventure. Worms, Trashy showed up.
Yeah.
A lot of people weighing on that. In fact, Jenna Obi said, if you see a worm on the sidewalk, that was Greg's dilemma, as he saw the worm on the sidewalk, you know, in the sun, he didn't know what to do. Jenna Obi says, if you see a worm on the sidewalk, always pick it up and put it on the grass. Once the sun comes out, they will fry and die on the sidewalk. Watching Wild Kratts with my son taught me that. I watched that show with my kids.
Never heard of it.
It's these two brothers, I think, who are like, I don't know, zoologists or something like that. And then they turn into animated versions of themselves. They go on adventures, but it's educational. I believe it's PBS Kids or something, but Wild Kratts taught her that. I haven't seen the Earth where she says they have a Earthworm episode that the kids love. Highly recommended. Glitchbricks22 said, next special guest needs to be Randy. He deserves it.
I don't know if I want to be a special guest on the podcast, man. I don't mind talking and stuff, but I've really grown to enjoy working behind the scenes over the last several years. I don't know.
Yeah, and you do a great job with it, obviously. I mean, you're people love you when you chime in, and the when you laugh, we enjoy when only you laugh at something one of us says. But yeah, I don't know. I think someday, if we pick the right brand, and I think people had some suggestions, if we pick the right brand, it'd be good to have you on at the big table.
Yeah, so. If we get Sean on Twitter and we do Fender and they send us a bunch of stuff, man, that'd be fantastic. I wouldn't mind a new American Standard jazz bass. That'd be pretty dope.
All right, let's do that.
Go Sean.
Totally, yeah. Hell, hey, Sean can do it. Glitchbricks22 shared it. He said, yeah, next guest needs to be Randy. He deserves it. By the way, RIP Worm. Groucho T said, as happy as I am to see Trashy, I have to be honest, I was hoping it would be Venezuelan Tim making an appearance. He was not available for that episode, unfortunately.
Doug, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry about that, no, dude. Should we get like a stuffed animal of a worm and be it wormy and put it over there by Greg?
I don't know, man. That was dark. That whole thing was dark. I don't know that we need to revisit it, but it could be. It was far more popular, that segment, than I thought. Doug Murray 4381 says, if I ever see Greg out in the wild or sitting in his car eating a sub sandwich, I'm gonna walk up and yell, yeah boy is to the consumers as Hey Bear is to Nateland. I don't know if you know, there was he was on Nateland, and they had somebody message in their show that was, they were seeing Greg somewhere, or maybe it was Greg with Nate, and they were outside before the show, and they saw Greg eating a Subway sandwich alone in his car. And they were like, I decided not to bother him.
There were no Friday shows on for him to watch.
They told it on Nateland. People enjoyed it. Kate the Great 9435 said, is anyone else getting more and more impressed with Randy's life? Because I am.
Why, I actually lead a pretty boring and unassuming life, which I do like. I used to be a rock star, sort of, in my brain and stuff. But yeah, I try to stay pretty low key these days, man.
You've done some really cool stuff, man.
So yeah. Have you.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
Man,
seriously.
Podcast should always be like that. Just
right.
Randy and I complimenting each other, as opposed to these
very
two.
Very nice. Those guys done.
Knucklehead screaming.
Doesn't smell like a Creed Aventus, yes. Which I like very much. I was supposed to get a bottle of that. I still haven't. It's been, I don't know, 6 months.
Wait, you're trying to tell me that Sean told you he was going to do something, and then he didn't follow through?
He said he was trying to work something out and get me the right one. He didn't want to get me a bad batch.
That is true. He's been going through a lot of bad batches lately. 13, Jonathan Davis said, I need more digression on these podcasts. Bring on the ones and the twos. People like the one, somebody else, B-Pucket42 said, Tim, going back to the ones and twos after the moment has passed. St. Louis Tim is back, baby. Randy, I don't know if you know this. You weren't able to come to Nashville with us. I was on fire in Nashville. I've never been as good on this podcast as I was in Nashville. And I think it's because I was getting uninterrupted sleep.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We were talking about that before we started filming the young children, and that's what we didn't cover was the uninterrupted sleep, which is hard to come by. And I learned to sleep pretty much anywhere from being in a band and being on the road, sleeping at a venue or in a van or something. And
yeah.
It did me no good when I got home, dude. When them kids would wake up, you're up, and sometimes it's hard to go back to sleep. Sleep's very important.
It is, man. And I hope we're close to both of them sleeping through the night. But I'm telling you, we were in Nashville. I had a hotel all to myself, and I mean, those mics turned on, and I was something. Nashville Tim was born. So that's this person saying St. Louis Tim is back. I'm slow again. Let's see. What else do we have here? We'll do one more. Irish Town Mayo says, guys, hear me out. You've done Oscar Mayer and Pringles and Starbucks and Heinz, all kinds of brand names. What about a great value episode? It would be interesting to learn about generic versus brand. And Randy can be the guest. move him up to the big table for an episode.
You could just go to my kitchen, man. You would save a lot of money on buying supplies for the table there.
Yeah, you're right. If we ever show up and there isn't one, we just go.
There's all kinds of stuff in there.
I think that'd be fun to explore the whole, all of the, what are they called? What does Greg call them? Not the store brands, but he's got a name.
Yeah, he does. Something only somebody that's been in the business would use.
What do you call it?
Private label.
Private label.
Private label. That's it.
That makes no sense to me, private label. But
I know it sounds more...
yeah, it does. Fancy than it really is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd be curious as to who actually makes what products for the private label, you know?
Well, in some cases, you don't know. In some cases, you do know. But yeah, that would be a fun one. We'll have to find exactly how to frame it, but that would be a fun episode. All right, a couple of Apple podcast comments, which we encourage you to leave reviews and comments on there, as well as on the YouTube page. And if you want to join the Consumers Podcast fan page on Facebook, please, please, please do that. But these are a couple from the Apple podcast. Good fun. Somebody said, I came for Greg, stayed because of Tim and Sean, but I keep coming back because of Randy.
Aww,
Greg makes him laugh the most, and yet he refuses to watch the champ. Never change, Randy.
Don't worry, I won't, man. Thank you for the support. I appreciate it very much.
That's JT Passy, a big Randy fan. And then Runa722 says, this is my new favorite podcast. They're so funny and normal. There's no humble bragging, which is so refreshing. Keep up the good work.
I guess we should turn the mics on a few minutes sooner then.
Yeah, just about. That's really good. Yeah.
You're welcome.
No, we're normal. I'll take it. That's fine. Thank you guys for checking this one out. Couple of plugs. Oh, first of all, Kara Daly, make sure you reach out to either Sean or Greg, not me, because I've painted myself in a corner with that whole thing. Sean on Instagram, Greg, his email's on his website. But reach out because we want to get you those Converse that I believe are for your daughter. So Kara Daly, make sure you hit us up. And then a few plugs, the Ludo shows Halloween, three nights at the Pageant in St. Louis. Those are on sale right now. This weekend in Portland, Maine, you can see Greg and Sean. Those are going to be a lot of fun. And then Greg is coming up in Atlanta, going back to Asheville, North Carolina, where he just did a bunch of shows with Leanne that I think were awesome. Greg and I will be together in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and then Madison, Wisconsin, which is very close to selling out. So if you're in Madison, which is one of my favorite places in the entire country, get those tickets for Madison. It's Comedy on State. That's in October. But again, this weekend, Portland, Maine, Greg and Sean, check that out. And then gregwarrencomedy.com is where you can see Greg's upcoming dates, many of which Sean and myself are opening. So get out there, check that out. Again, that's Greg Warren Comedy. Thanks for listening to Consumers. Like it, share it, smash that like button, all that stuff. And we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for consuming.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.